broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
It's not at all surprising. Their image is all important.
Well, she didn't have, for someone who is just...
This is the best that we can do in America. This is what we want to focus on.
At some point, it appears to be so frustrating. The mom may have yelled.
Darn, I brilliant.
You blew it!
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. Our 20th year. 20th year doing what people after 20 years still can't do. Except for us. Taking you through the looking glass, right into the teeth, into the jaws of truth. Ah, whatever. Mostly about just a couple of laughs. We'll tell you about an old Medicare scam in Florida that's still working. Plus, teachers are warned not to friend their students on Facebook. Well, how about that? Now, there's a... Did you know that, teachers? You shouldn't friend your kids on... your students on Facebook? Because they're underage?
Why not? But you think they're going to molest them.
No, you just don't do it, bud. Bud Dickman here with Robert Leonard, by the way. You don't friend your students because they're underage.
Yeah, but I mean, if they're your teacher, that's different from like a pervert.
Oh, it is, huh? Really?
What are you saying?
Really? A teacher friending a student's different from a pervert? How do you know, man? What I'm telling you is this. If they're kids, that means they are under the control of their parents. And if you want to friend somebody on Facebook, friend the parent. And then say, you know, I've been getting the permission of parents to friend the kids so that we can communicate when it has to do with homework, when it has to do with other things. And I'd like to get your permission. Can I friend Timmy or Susie or whoever?
Well, they could still want to have a perversion.
No, I don't think so, because then they'd know that the parents know that they're friends with their kid, and the parents may be, like, looking at the kid's computer or something.
Yeah, but don't you think that we're being more suspicious of people bad? Because if they're going to friend a kid, oh, I see, you think she's going to have sex with it.
Yeah, what do you mean, she, he? How about that? Yes, I think that, no, I don't think any of that. I'm saying, just be careful. All right, now, I don't want to get wrapped up too much in this conversation that already I'm being sidetracked on, so let's just move on here.
Talk about that guy, the guy that killed it himself.
That's what I'm going to do. It's the Craigslist killer. Craigslist killer suspect wrote ex-fiancé's name in cell in blood. The former medical student accused of killing a masseuse he met through Craigslist scrawled the name of his former fiancé on the wall of his cell, apparently in blood, before committing suicide, authorities said on Tuesday. That's right. Philip Markoff is this guy's name. And he spelled the name Megan. He wrote the name Megan and the word pocket. They were found written above the door in Philip Markoff's cell at the Nashville Street Jail in Boston, where he was found unresponsive on Sunday morning. Suffolk District Attorney Daniel Conley made this announcement. He said investigators were still trying to determine the meaning of the word pocket. Markoff used a pen and a piece of metal to fashion a primitive scalpel and used it to inflict several wounds in his neck, arms, wrists, and ankles. Oh, he's a medical student, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you know about doing that?
He was a medical student. So he had some anatomy, and he knew enough to know where all that all of those things were. Anyway, in his neck and his arms, his wrists and his ankles, striking his veins and his carotid artery, which is in the neck, and then covered his head and feet with plastic bags that were available to inmates. Preliminary autopsy results show the air loss and blood loss combined to kill him. Criminologist James Allen Fox was talking to a television station, local TV, WCVB in Boston, and he explains why Markoff, who he labels a narcissist and a sociopath, why would a narcissist and a sociopath, guys that love themselves, guys that think they're the most important thing that ever walked the face of the earth, why would they kill themselves?
It's not at all surprising. Their image is all important. And once that image becomes the disgraced image he would have in court, that's just something, that's a fate that's worse than death.
Paul LaRosa authored a book on Markoff titled 7 Days of Rage, and he describes the killer as having a dark side. Well, no kidding. In an interview with CBS.
On one hand, he was the perfect medical student, a guy engaged to a beautiful woman. On the other hand, he had a deviant sexual life where he joined a lot of alternative lifestyle websites. I know that he had tried to kill himself twice in the past. It's still shocking when somebody goes through with it.
Morgan Houston is a college friend of Markoff's, and he, she, it reacts. I don't know, is the name Morgan a girl's name? Or
I think it's like a girl.
All right. She reacts to the suicide here for CBS News.
I mean, I was really surprised to see it, even though he tried it before in the past. I had just assumed that it was behind him. I had mixed emotions about the whole thing. At one point, he was a friend, and I hadn't, at the time when I knew him, I didn't really see any tendencies towards this.
Well, that no wonder he killed himself, too.
Yeah.
Why?
Because on of that. And everyone didn't kill himself. I wouldn't want to live past 3 a.m.
You're telling me you think she's the one?
Well, you listen to her voice, man. So I knew he was going to kill himself.
Yeah. Sounds like a ditz.
That ain't the reason why he killed himself, that chick. You Fruit Loop. He killed himself just for what that doctor said. The guy's so in love with himself, and suddenly he's being paraded in front of the country for what he is. Are you telling me they hadn't convicted this guy yet? I thought he had already had the trial, or they'd already had the arraignment. Anyway, he used this pen and this piece of metal to fashion this primitive scalpel, and he went to work on himself, and the next thing you know, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts had saved a whole lot of money. While his death robbed the family of Julissa Brisman of New York City of the chance for justice because Markoff won't go to trial... you know, that's a very cute thing to say there, Lyle Morgan of Associated Press. Maybe it gave him the justice that they absolutely needed. Maybe if this cat was found guilty, he'd be sitting on death row for I don't know how long. Like, you could almost figure the guy'd be on death row so long, you'd think he was in California. Preliminary autopsy reports show the air loss, the blood loss killed this guy. Surveillance video shows Markoff was alone in his cell when he turned out the light at 1:59 a.m. on Sunday morning and was discovered dead 8 hours later. He said, when I say he, whoever the hell it is that's talking here, Mr. Conley, Daniel Conley, the assistant DA, he said that no one entered Markoff's cell during the interval. Toxicology tests are still being conducted to determine if Markoff took any drugs. Conley said he does not know why Markoff was not on a suicide watch, but authorities are considering that question as part of their investigation.
Yeah, well, they're on a suicide watch because the guy said that he's a narcissistic, you know?
Yeah, but you just heard that other guy. I don't know, man. You know, why put him on a suicide watch?
Yeah, let the guy kill himself so they don't want him to kill himself, you know?
See, here's the thing. The only, you know, of course you want to put him on a suicide watch. You want to make sure the guy doesn't kill himself. You want to put him on trial. All of those things are well and good. Who knows? He might have copped to something in the trial. Like, maybe there's more than just him operating. Maybe he's with this group of killers. I doubt it. But let's not spill, you know, I ain't squirting that many tears for this thing.
No, I don't care.
Anyway, he said surveillance video at the jail does not extend inside the cells but covers half hallways. He questioned that guards have any duty and obligation to wake up inmates during routine observances. Markoff, age 24, was taken into custody during a traffic stop as he and his then-fiancée, Megan McAllister, were driving to Foxwoods Resort Casino in Connecticut last year, 6 days after Brisman's death. Authorities say he'd lured Brisman to a hotel and botched a robbery to support a gambling habit. Authorities also charged Markoff in the armed robbery of a Las Vegas woman and the assault of a stripper inside of a Rhode Island hotel. So he hadn't been to trial yet. And so he had not obviously been adjudicated guilty, and we will never know, I guess.
Yeah, so they gotta go look. Maybe they better keep looking, huh?
Keep looking for what?
No, man, I got the right guy.
They don't. What if they don't? What if the wrong guy killed himself?
Bud, all you can do is go on what the evidence is. If the cops think that's the guy, okay.
But what if he's not?
Well, you don't hit the microphone, okay?
What if he ain't?
What if he ain't? All of a sudden you're figuring, what if he ain't? Why? Because he killed himself?
Yeah, because if he killed himself, and maybe there's a real guy out there, I don't know, man. There's something about it doesn't add up. I'm looking at it. And then...
Yeah, well, quit looking at it, man.
What?
All you're looking at the floor.
Yeah, quit looking at the floor. Look up here.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah. I'm looking at it and looking at it. I don't know, but the fact of the matter is, the cops investigated. They assembled all the evidence. They got all the statements. They got all the witnesses. And guess what? That's the guy right there. That's the guy they liked. Hialeah, Florida, a pair of Hialeah companies were fraudulently billing Medicare for penis pumps at $395 a pop to supposedly help male patients combat impotence. So they were selling these penis pumps, and Medicare was paying on it. All right, we'll be back with that story and more. We also have Harvey Wireman joining us, right, Robert?
Yeah, he's coming up with Senior Talk.
We have Harvey Wireman with Senior Talk coming up. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show. Who serves the best burgers? We got the Zagat survey.
Bill Henry Show.
And we're on, right?
Yeah.
My name is Harvey Wireman, and welcome here. The Phil Henry Show presents... Get it off of me, will you? The Phil Henry Show presents Senior Talk here. And I'm Harvey Wireman. I'm 81 years of age, but I can tell you that... There isn't, and I want to be very clear about it too. There's not a depravity that I haven't witnessed. There isn't a, but I fought with the United States Marine Corps in the North Pacific, and I've been an attorney, and I retired. I retired about 20 to 15 years ago. Wait a minute, what? And let's go. All right, I got some things on the Senior Talk here. Look at it. What's this penis pump? I don't understand.
Did you want to talk about that?
Don't put it in front of my face, though. Mr. Henry put a story in front of my face. Don't stick that in front of my... Don't ever put a story about penis pumps in front of my face like that.
You told me you wanted to talk about that.
I did want to talk about it. I don't want you to shove it up into my face. I don't like something about it that bothers me. And by the way, this is the music here of... is it Benny Miller, right?
Benny Miller? You mean Glenn Miller?
Don't you laugh at me, would you?
It's Glenn Miller.
Well, who was Benny Miller?
Benny Goodman?
No, I don't know. This is Ben Miller. No, okay, it's Glenn Miller, right? All right, so the story that we were left with here a moment ago by, and I just in our, in the way that we do it and have everything I want to be, we only do Senior Talk for about 15 minutes because it's really all the energy that I don't have any more energy for it. And Hal, I got to get my friend, Hal, hey, full First Division Marine, how you doing?
I tell you, I'm doing a lot better than General Custer.
That's how. So what do you think about this guy that killed himself up there? They called him a... What do you call it?
Well, they call him a sociopath, you know. And
that's it, a sociopath. What do you think?
A guy like that, I don't care. And I wouldn't care. And you know how I feel. Kill him and be done with it.
I think so, too. I've never had a problem with that. But now, what this guy, he apparently killed himself after he wrote the name in blood.
Well, you know, that reminds me of, did you ever hear about the Tate?
Oh, yeah, Sharon Tate.
Yeah, and that was Manson, too.
I want to get a, is that Clarissa, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. But you stole my thunder because Charles Manson...
Yeah, that was it.
Charles Manson wrote the blood.
All right, well...
As far as I know, and as far as anyone has been able to say, the blood, that's the first time, isn't it?
Well, I don't know if it's the first time that they wrote it in blood.
I don't remember anybody writing. I saw some... When I was in the war, the Japanese would write things, you know.
Well, you know, there was all that squiggly-looking stuff.
It was all squiggles, yeah, you couldn't... And sometimes they did it to scare you. Okay, Clarissa, Mary, I don't know, what is your name again?
Well, this is Betty.
Oh, Betty, all right, I...
You've known me for 20 years, but that's all right, I'm used to it.
Okay, well, I don't think you want to stay on for the next story here, do you?
Is it?
Well, it's the penis pumps.
Oh, okay, here's a scam here, if ever I saw it.
Well, I don't know.
Well, hold on. A Hialeah business company, and they build. Somebody sold a penis.
They sold a penis?
No, they sold a penis pump, and they pumped a guy. What they do is they put it on, and then they pump the air, and supposedly that elongates or otherwise turns it into. I don't know. I can't even imagine a hell, the kind of a hell that that would be. Can you?
Well, no. Now, look, here. Here's what you do.
I've used one of those before. Not me.
I was going to say.
But I know what they do. And you put it over it.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So, I didn't hear what she said.
Well, she didn't say anything. You there? Okay.
You know, she faints, and that's probably what happened. Medicare paid, are you there? Yeah, she's gone. Medicare paid the two medical, Medicare paid the company, the guys that make these pumps. They gave them $28,000 for a penis pump. And I can tell you, I've never heard of any such thing in my life. And I to my way of thinking, you know, it's not the, what is that?
You gotta go to a commercial.
I gotta do what?
Give out the phone number.
Oh. The Harvey Wehrman Senior Talk. And Hal has joined me here. And I don't know what happened to the other lady. 877-876. I'm using the Phil number.
Hey, what about the other, that fag?
You can't say that word anymore, okay?
All right, the queer.
Yeah, you can't say that other word, so let's not say that other word. But there's a queer that was, I think you can say that, can't you?
I think, yeah.
Well, he was flying in an airplane, and he suddenly opened the door, and he jumped out. And
why?
I don't know, but maybe he thought he knew how to fly, you know? So this guy, he's in the area, he jumps out. And he jumped out of the airplane because the people had made him, had pissed him off or something.
Well, I heard that what happened was he got bumped on the head.
He got bumped on the head, all right.
And then he jumped out of the plane, huh?
He jumped out of the plane. And I think that the, what? It was on the ground. Well, he said that the guy's telling me now, Phil Henry's telling me it was on the ground.
Who was? Well, I bet the queer got on the ground, didn't he?
No, did the queer? Okay. What happened was is he jumped out of the plane while it was parked on the ground.
Oh, okay.
All right. Hey, don't forget, next week we're going to have an essay contest. And the best excuse that you use so that you don't have to see any member of your family, especially your grandkids, will win a golf vacation at Hallandale. And I don't know where that is, but I think it's probably in a desert or something, wouldn't it be?
Well, that would stand to reason, yeah.
All right, so you'll get a golf package for two. The best essay on how you avoid contact with any member of your family, especially your grandkids, because you know that your kids are going to stick you with them, and they're going to say, oh, it wouldn't be great for you to babysit them, and you'd rather take your eyes out with a grapefruit spoon.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, it'll be a lot of fun to get the essays, that's for sure. All right, we're going to go through one more piece of news. Now it's our lightning round, and let's go. And what am I? Now, here's the lightning round. The lightning round is, I'll say a word, and the first thing that comes into your mind, all right? And we'll start with you, Hal, and the word is peach.
Peach, carrot.
All right, carrot. Betty, are you conscious?
I just got up.
All right. Now, he said carrot. How long did it take?
3 seconds.
3 seconds. Well, let me tell you, let's do it again. First thing that comes into your mind, okay, Hal? All right, peach.
Licorice.
Okay, Betty.
How about Jeep?
All right. What's the first thing that comes in your mind after I say Jeep?
Pinochle.
Pinochle. Okay.
Halloween.
Hal wins. All right. I knew that Hal would win. Great, Hal. You won.
I think I was faster than her.
You were faster. That's right. Well, this has been Senior Talk, gotta go. Okay, well, I don't give a sweet Jesus. Get out of here. On the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
That's good, Harvey. Go ahead.
Yeah. Let's go over here. Can I get it?
No, I don't know if he can find the penis pump on. What does he want?
I'll help you out, Mr. Wireman.
Thanks, kid.
All right, welcome back. 877-876-PHIL. Yeah, good job, man. Best chains, fast foods, according to the Zagat survey, and we're going to combine this with a story here called Truly Disgusting Novelty Sandwich Foods, written by Kim Conti of the Star blog, along with Jason Rance and our newser.com sources. Well, we'll just see whether or not these are truly disgusting or whether or not they are things that I happen to like myself. And I don't care what anybody thinks. First off, each day brings yet another calorie-busting novelty sandwich threatening to derail our diets and send our blood sugar into a tizzy. Here's the latest. Denny's new fried cheese melt, which is four fried mozzarella sticks with melted American cheese grilled between two slices of sourdough bread. Yep, that's death. You're going to die. Good God.
You know what they're doing, man? All they're doing is take the tastiest thing they can find and, like, fry it, you know?
Yeah, you just take the bestest thing you got, you can fry it up, it tastes good.
You got a lot of butter.
Oh, that's great, man. I can do that right now, going to the kitchen right now.
Don't you?
What do you mean, don't I?
You ought to take something and fry it up, man.
I ain't fried. That's the whole thing. Wow, what can I eat that's fried? What can I do? How can I fry something? And how can I fry more fat than ever before? That is the, and I shouldn't say it's the Denny's formula, but I ain't seen anybody else mentioned here. So, yeah, it's the Denny's formula. Let's take some cheese. Let's take sourdough bread. Let's take a lot of butter. And let's just get fat. All right, anyway. The sandwich is one of five new additions to Denny's value menu. $4 is the price to pay for a whopping 895 calories. Yes, Denny's new How Do You Want to Go Out Feet First menu. How does this stack up to other novelty sandwiches? Well, comparatively speaking, KFC's Double Down is actually healthier than the fried cheese melt. The infamous bunless sandwich weighs in at 540 calories. Bunless. The lasagna sandwich.
Man, that's begging for it.
The lasagna sandwich. Nothing says I'm throwing caution to the wind like the lasagna sandwich. It'll set you back 565 calories. Well, see, compared to that Denny's cheese horror, there's nothing here, man, because that Denny's thing is 895 calories. The other two are under 600.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that makes it all right, huh?
No, it doesn't make it all right. I'm just saying they're way under this other thing. The lasagna sandwich, Jesus, will set you back. You know how they came up with the lasagna sandwich? Some guy went into the refrigerator one night and he saw a tin. He saw one of those baking trays of lasagna.
Yeah.
And he looked at it and it had cooled down from dinner and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and he reached in with his big fat greasy hand and just like,
oh God, are you kidding, man?
I'll bet you anything.
Yeah, man. You probably think of that because you've done that.
Maybe I have.
So now we know.
Man, you're kidding.
Maybe I have.
Now we know.
Oh, wow. Big revelation, huh?
Now we know that you stuck your hand in there and you put your hand in it. Man.
Don't say I put my hand in it. Say what it was.
Yeah, well, everybody know. You went in the middle of the night. The middle of the night, man. Everybody asleep. And you went down to the lasagna tray.
Lasagna?
And you reached in. And pull that thing up.
You did. And now we know that you put your hand down in there and you probably licked it too.
You know, bud, I know that you're doing double entendre and it doesn't bother me at all, okay? because I know that people will be on my side when they hear this story. Not yours, mine.
Why not?
Because you're being filthy. Stuck my hand in it and licked it.
They know what I mean. You put it in lasagna, like he said.
Lasagna. I'm telling you, that's how they came up with that lasagna sandwich. Some guy just reached right in and said, this will make a great sandwich. And
all right, so what did he do? Then make a lasagna and then cool it down and say, here, take that, eat it with your hand?
I don't know, man. Maybe they took that whole lasagna thing and put it between two pieces, I got it, of buttered sourdough bread grilled. Wow, the lasagna sandwich. The sandwich consists of, here it is, two thick slices of bread, what did I tell you, filled with a filling of diced beef in a tomato and herb sauce, layered with cooked pasta sheets and a creamy cheddar ricotta and mayonnaise. Ah! You just ruined it. Carl's Jr.'s foot-long, yeah, I'll bet, cheeseburger.
They can't do that, can they?
Do what?
The foot-long cheeseburger.
Why not?
It just, I don't know.
What do you mean they can't do that? What is that supposed to mean?
I just think it's suggestible.
Only to you, man.
What are you talking about suggestible, man? They can do anything they want. It ain't like it's porn.
Well.
Oh, come on, bud. Carl's Jr.'s foot-long cheeseburger, 850 calories. And at 850 calories, it's just 45 calories behind Denny's fried cheese melt. So shove that in your bun.
All right.
Never mind. So anyway, Carl's Jr.'s foot-long cheeseburger, it comes the closest to the fried cheese melt. But these sandwiches are nothing compared to Friendly's grilled cheese burger melt, which is an astonishing, get a load of this. You want to know how many calories it is? Take a wild guess.
What was the one with the biggest?
The biggest one was this Denny's fried cheese melt, 895 calories.
And this is bigger than that?
This is bigger than that.
Oh, you're going to say way bigger, wasn't you?
I'm not going to tell you anything.
Dodio, I got to guess how much, huh?
Yeah. How many calories do you think Friendly's, what the hell is Friendly's? Is that a chain?
I think I like a chain or something.
Friendly's grilled cheese burger melt, which is an astounding, any guesses?
Like 10 million, or I don't know.
10 million? 1,500 calories.
That ain't that much.
It's almost twice. Get out of here. It ain't that much, man. It's almost twice the other one. 1,500 calories. It's a cheeseburger, only instead of the bun, it's sandwiched between two grilled cheese sandwiches. Man, that just makes me laugh. Good God. Friendly's is an Eastern U.S. chain, so they got a bunch of stores back there. So, listen, it's a cheeseburger, but instead of two buns, okay, so you'd have a cheeseburger, right?
Yeah.
There's the cheeseburger, and what are the buns? Two grilled cheese sandwiches.
So there's cheese.
It ain't that there's cheese, man. It's that there's two freaking... Oh, anyway. You know, one of the things, and I don't mean to say... You know, I don't want to talk out of school, but... All this stuff, all these East Coast chains, they're in a West Coast chain that comes up with this stuff. It isn't because people on the West Coast are cool. I'm not talking about that. It isn't because we're better. It's obviously the health food movement is way more entrenched out here. And so if you get anything that's really calorie rich out here, yeah, we got burgers, but we've got pretty much a standard burger. And we have Mexican food. Mexican food, which is so good, it'll bring tears to your eyes. I love Mexican food. Who doesn't? That's got a lot of calories, but we don't have these inventions like they have this Friendly's, because back east is back east, and they're always going to eat that way. I bet you they got cats that are jogging, lifting weights. They have all kinds of people that are health freaks, but they're still going to be eating a big fat sandwich loaded with fat, cheese, you know, and that's just the way it's going to be.
They're going to have the biggest people, too.
I don't know about whether they have the biggest people or not, man. But and the other thing is, it's cold back there, I guess.
Oh, right, man. I got to lay on the fat, man, because it's cold. That's bullcrap, man. That's giving people too many excuses. I don't need to do that.
I'm not giving them any excuses. I'm coming up with the reason why I think they eat that way. Giving them excuses.
Yeah, well, you got to say, ooh, it's cold. Better go have a double cheese. What is it called?
Get out of here, man. God, learn how to talk, will you?
It's a double cheeseburger.
Double cheeseburger, sure. It's called the Friendly's Grilled Cheeseburger Melt. You eat that, and you won't be able to breathe. Do you know that you won't be able to breathe after that? Yes, I do. But you still want to eat it? Yes, I do. Are you enjoying yourself? Yup. Best chains, fast food, according to Zagat survey. This is the one that Robert wanted me to read, right?
Yeah, I want to know the number one burger of all of the burger.
Well, this isn't going to tell you necessarily what the best taste in burger is. This is Zagat. They usually focus in on consumer-generated surveys on fine dining. They took a look at chain restaurants, both for fast food and full service, in their latest survey released on yesterday, Tuesday. Zagat looked at 97 fast food chains and 39 full service chains with survey results from 6,518 Zagat.com diners who eat at chains an average of 10.7 times per month. Did you get that?
No.
Good. Neither did I, and I don't care. The respondents rated each chain on the quality of its food, facilities, and service using Zagat's signature 30-point scale. The survey results divided the chains into four categories: large, up to 5,000 U.S. outlets; mega, over 5,000 outlets; full service and quick refreshment, focusing on beverages, ice cream, and the like. That would be quick refreshment, like, I don't know.
That'd probably be like a Dairy Queen, you know, a fat freeze or something like that.
Yeah, if they like the fat freeze.
There ain't no fat freeze, man. You mean Fosty? What is it called?
Foswick freeze.
Foswick fast tasty freeze.
No, it starts with an F.
Well, how could it start with an F, man? It's tasty freeze. There's Dairy Queen. What starts with an F?
Fast freeze.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. There ain't no fast freeze. The survey was, anyway, for complete result, blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, here are some of the highlights. Best overall mega chain food, Wendy's. Yeah, sure.
Wendy's?
Wendy's. Nice going, Zagat. What does that mean, man? What do you mean, Wendy's? Best overall. How can that be? Are you talking about the menu? The selection?
Dude, talk about, like, your food don't even taste all that good.
Best French fries, best breakfast value, and child friendliness, McDonald's. All right, I'll give you that. Best burger, Five Guys.
Man, I know that In-N-Out burger.
I can't say it ain't. You could say In-N-Out because In-N-Out's a West Coast thing. But Five Guys, man, the way people talk about Five Guys, you know.
Better be like Five Guys. Bet your burger's big as a Five Guy or Five. You would think they call it Five Guys because like, you'd be Five Guys to eat one or something like that?
Yeah, that's it, bud, sure. God, spit that out, too.
Yeah, man, what are you trying to say?
I'm saying, let
me just finish. You gotta be Five Guys to eat one. Best milkshakes, Dairy Queen. Best milkshake. You know, I'm gonna have to go out this weekend and get a Dairy Queen shake because I don't know whether I believe that or not. Best fried chicken, KFC. Best, what about Popeyes?
I'm going to say, man.
Popeyes is, you know, it doesn't get much better than Popeyes. best healthy option, Subway. Best grilled chicken, Chick-fil-A. I don't think we have Chick-fil-A out west. I visited my first Chick-fil-A down in Atlanta. And this was also, here's one here. This is not a West Coast chain either, but they're pretty good. Best fish, Long John Silver's. See, this is also kind of a regional thing. In California, we got Red Lobster, never mind.
Yeah, but Red Lobster didn't have for a long time.
They had Red Lobster all the time out here, man. We don't have no Long John Silver. Best salads, Panera Bread. I don't know that place. Best value, McDonald's. Best coffee, Starbucks.
What do you think about that?
I don't know. I it's hard for me to say. I have to agree with that. I probably have to agree with the McDonald's being best value. I don't know about best fish because we don't have fish joints. I haven't been to a lot of fish joints. And the best grilled chicken, okay, I guess. Here's one here. Best full-service chain steak, Outback Steakhouse. They're saying, in other words, for a chain steak, Outback. Best full-service chain pasta, Maggiano's. Best full-service chain breakfast, that doesn't serve queers, Cracker Barrel. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you call it Cracker Barrel, something like that.
I'm kidding around. Yeah, right. I was going to say Cracker Barrel. No, Cracker Barrel. Full service chain, see, Bonefish.
You said they didn't serve gays.
Who?
Bonefish.
No, I did not say that. I said a long time. What I meant to say is a long time ago.
No, you said bonefish.
I did not say Did I say bonefish?
No, you didn't say that. You said a long time ago, Cracker Barrel didn't serve gays.
I didn't even say that. I used a very bad word, but I was trying to make a joke. But don't piss me off, bud.
Well, then why are you talking about bonefish?
That's the best full-service seafood restaurant, Bonefish Grill.
I don't know, man. I read a story where bonefish wouldn't serve gay people, which seemed very weird to me because...
You shut up and get out of here. Full-service chain dessert, the Cheesecake Factory, and finally, full-service coffee, IHOP. What about that, man?
Hey, you got to go to IHOP, man, and get coffee there.
I haven't been to an IHOP in so long. I might grab some coffee from IHOP because, you know, you don't want to spend $85 a cup. A good cup of coffee, man. Forget about latte, all that jazz. Who makes anybody make a good cup of coffee, like a damn cup of coffee, you know, where you just comes right out of the pot, you know, something like that?
Bonefish Grill.
You really, isn't it?
Yeah. You said they didn't serve gay people.
No, I didn't, bud, but there you are, childish as ever. Bonefish Grill. What a wiener. All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil. What?
You said...
We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. An argument over Starbucks gets one New Yorker into trouble. What could that be? Maybe they think the Bonefish Grill has better coffee.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yo, fish man.
You know, welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. You can watch our live streaming video on demand. We have a 5-day video archive. So if you missed our video show tonight, you can watch our video on demand tomorrow. You can see the last 5 days worth of our video casts. And we've had more and more people requesting, and this is kind of goofy, but people want me to turn into some sort of a podcast, the pre-show.
Yeah, a lot of people like to hear you screaming and yelling, using bad words and everything.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to be gratuitous, but I've had a lot of people write and say, would you please, Phil, make those pre-show rants that you do on the video available? So maybe we'll do that. But if you're only listening to the show, and I'm glad that you are, you do miss an hour of the show on our video cast. The pre-show starts at 9 o'clock midnight Eastern. So check that out. Just a little something added for you with a backstage pass at philhenryshow.com. So what are you asking me?
I mean, I'm talking about, do you ever in your life ever remember a fish sandwich you like?
On a fast food.
I one time, and I told you guys, I don't know why it is, but I will tell you this, and I say it without any, I'm not ashamed. I used to love, man. I had it every day at lunch. The Burger King Whaler.
What's that?
It's now the BK fish.
Oh, yeah. It's a slab. It's like a slab.
What do you mean a slab?
They asked to put a slab on it?
Yeah, like a slab in between the bun. They put a slab between the bun.
It's a big thing of fish, yeah.
Yeah, but they slather it.
Yeah.
Slather it with what?
It's a slab and slather, you know?
Are you guys messing with me or something?
No, don't they slather it up?
Slather it up with what? Slather it up with what?
Talk about a tartar sauce.
Yeah, they put the tartar sauce. What do you mean tartar sauce?
That's how you're supposed to say it. Or that's what they are.
But if you're telling me that you think tartar sauce came from the tartar... anyway, the Burger King Whaler, I loved it. Loved it, man. Used to eat it all the time as a kid. Now, you know that when you're young, your immune system takes all of these shots. I mean, we go out into the world and we're young, and suddenly here comes all of this stuff from the atmosphere, and we absorb it, and we combat it, and sometimes we actually have to come down with the disease or the problem to make our immune system stronger. So I ate this Burger King Whaler, and I go home. I was living with my girlfriend at the time in Orlando, Florida, and I break out in this rash. I mean, dude, from head to toe. And I was itching like a maniac.
Yeah, you said it's cutting your hair or something?
Yeah, my girlfriend was cutting my hair that night, and I'm like, man, I got to get out of here. You know, she's just like, well, what are you doing? I got to get out of here, man. What? I'm itching like a madman. So we get in the end of the car, we go to the emergency room down at Mercy Hospital in Orlando, and the guy gave me, and this is how long ago it was. It was before Benadryl became an over-the-counter drug. It was a prescription drug. I go into the emergency room. The doctor says, did you eat fish? I go, yeah, as a matter of fact, uh-huh. And he just went, wow, just two shots of this Benadryl. Man, I was feeling good, you know.
Did you get high on it and everything?
Well, no, I wouldn't say high.
Stoned?
Yes, I'd say stoned. Anyway, technical direction tonight by Don Naylor. Our screener is Dan Northcraft. And, of course, as always, our show producer is Jason Rantz. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You can reach us every night here. And take a look at our website for all of our marvelous affiliates, great affiliates all over the country, making the Phil Hendry Show in its 20th year still the most groundbreaking show in radio. Thank you and good night.
Paul Harvey Day, or good day, I mean.
I do that.
Phil Hendry.